Okay, I swear to God, I've fixed everything. It works. I swear to fuck, it works. Okay.
Like that I was a shithead to a family member on here, mad about their Facebook comments, and now
we cut
you gotta make me decide. Right, we cut it, and now you gotta make me decide, am I going back again and being way past passive-aggressive just to aggressive-aggressive?
Well, I needed...
Because in the moment, I'm like, nah, fuck that dude. I'm good with making a shitty comment, and now I gotta read it back. I'm like... I don't know if I even have the fucking effort to bother.
I needed you to warm up a little bit, like work it out, get it out and shit.
Yeah, let me shake this out and try this another way. Thanks for the positive feedback on the comment section, you guys. I really appreciate it. Make sure to click like and subscribe, you fucking assholes.
Oh my God. Like, I guess I would entertain an argument if there's someone complaining about the content, which is valid because our content is not great. But I mean, if,
hey, fuck you, okay? Like right out of the gate. Also, that whole like, comment, and subscribe,
yeah,
that needs to be at the end of the fucking episode. I'm gonna have to just repeat it every time because I realize we're not doing editing anymore.
Yeah, no editing.
So I'm gonna have to just.
But we didn't even put that in the shit when we were editing.
Yeah, I know, but you know, that's because you were doing all the editing. I'm not gonna put extra work on you. Fuck it.
So I think I've figured it out. I'm not sure why this setup works the way it does. My video is still flipped. And I figured out a way to fix that, but I can't unflip the video and get a clean. There's too much going on. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, hang on. Hold up your left hand. You're backwards. I fucking knew it. You're backwards. How about that?
I'm from the mirror. You're from the Star Trek mirror universe.
Yeah,
and it's a literal mirror. Everything is literally backwards.
It literally mirrors. Yes.
Yeah. No one talks about this on their podcast because it's dumb. So we will talk about this. But the way we're recording right now, we're going through Discord, and the way Discord sets up the video, it flips the host for some reason. And I don't know how to unflip it. So that's how Brandon and I are talking. And from
wait, so if you hold up like a sign with a word on it and it's anything other than like boob,
yeah,
is it gonna come up backwards?
Well, look at the Pelander Z poster. Is that backwards?
No, it looks right side over to me. I can read it correctly.
Oh, interesting. So when for me, my screen is flipped. And because I'm taking the output of my screen and recording it in OBS, my video is flipped. But for you, the video is right side right. That's interesting.
You look perfectly fine. I see Lander Z, space, something or other, whatever it is. And then, yeah, everything. All I know is I can see that rad Daniel Corsetto cactus, and he's looking sharp as fuck. So I think we're good.
Pedro.
Yeah.
So when this gets recorded, I will appear flipped. And I don't know how to unfuck that. Because Discord doesn't have a thing where I can flip it on my side. And then the audio goes through Discord as well, and I'm recording that into OBS. But there was a problem because OBS was also recording the desktop audio. So it was recording Brandon twice. So Brandon had this like echo vocoder thing going on.
Yeah. I sounded exactly the way I do in person.
Yeah.
Loud as fuck and in 5.1 Dolby surround sound.
But the reason I have this set up the way I do is so I don't have to edit. And the way I used to do the podcast, we would record it off of Zoom. And then I would cut where we had an intro, and I would cut where we had a mid-roll, and I would put the stuff at the end, and it would be all edited, and that took maybe 5 minutes, but then rendering it on my MacBook Pro took like a year and a half. So my idea was, I'll use OBS to make this all slick so I don't have to edit anything anymore. Unfortunately, the MacBook couldn't handle all of these inputs. But the new PC, it can. So now I can do the OBS shit. And
wait,
the Discord shit.
So you couldn't solve it with a dongle? My understanding is you can solve all Mac problems with a dongle.
Oh my god, I cannot wait to bitch about the next M1 that comes out, because it's going to be called an M1 Pro. And I have never met a pro creator who said they need fewer inputs on their machine. And they're going to come out with a slicky slick design, and they're going to take away inputs. And the only way you can put anything into your M1 next generation, whatever, it's going to be one single USB-C port. And that port is going to be both your power and how you get devices into it.
That's weird, Jamie. Where would you ever get the idea that they would ever do something like that? What would ever give you that concept, Jamie? Huh?
I'm like,
what history defining moment in the Apple product line would give you such a terrible fucking idea and a way to waterproof something, even though a way to waterproof something already, nope, gone, exists. Nope. All right, fuck it.
I don't understand how they can label something quote unquote pro when you have to buy a whole fucking dock to put devices in it that are useful.
Because you gotta be a pro to afford that dock, Jamie. That's how this works. They're knocking off scrub tier. That's what Apple's doing. Trying to fucking separate the wheat from the fucking chaff, my friend. Just the men from the boys and other terrible fucking analogies. We're trying to separate them, Jamie. The cream. Like Macho Man Randy Savage said,
cream of the crop.
Yeah, brother, the cream rises to the top. Yeah. See, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's what I'm doing, Jamie. They're just raising cream.
It's so bullshit. It's so fucking bullshit.
They're just raising cream.
Like, the couple, there are some couple nice things about the 2015 MacBook Pro. It has a SD card slot. So if you're a photographer, you're good to go. It has a real HDMI port.
Still got one of those.
Yeah, it's got real HDMI.
I got one of those too.
It's got okay, USB. It's got all of that shit.
Got the
M1 Max.
Got one of those. Matter of fact, I got two of those on mine. Else do I have? That's FireWire.
The FireWire.
I even got a headphone. I got a headphone jack.
Yeah.
And fucking get this. A magnetic charger that clips into the side, and when I get it close, because I'm like kind of not paying attention, I'm a little half asleep trying to get these going, it'll just click and it'll work it in. And you know what the best part about this is, Jamie? My laptop's from 2017. That's what it is.
See, the 2017 MacBook Pro, also a good device because it has ports where you can plug shit in. If you get an M1, you get two USB-Cs.
Well, shit, Jamie, that's enough for a power cable and a dongle. Fucking solving prop. You're welcome.
But here's the problem. They don't sell a bespoke Apple-branded dongle bullshit. You have to go to a third party to get something that looks ugly. So, like, if your point is to make something that looks bespoke and awesome, and you're like, well, if you're a pro, then you need a dongle, why don't you sell the fucking dongle? And I need like 8 ports.
Right.
I need 8 ports just to get through the day.
Didn't you say there was a dock that you'll nest it into and that has all of the ports?
I had to get a dock. Like
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But my dock is ugly as shit. And Apple does not sell a, like, and if you're buying into the Apple system, you want something that looks slick. There is no dock that Apple sells. They take away your ports. They want pros to use the thing. But by taking away inputs, you can't use the thing.
Jamie, hear me. They don't want pros. What they want are people with too much fucking money to answer their emails on a pro laptop. They have no interest in helping you. You're too much of a pain in the ass. You end up at the Genius Bar and you've done your research.
Yeah.
So they can't tell you to fuck off and just drop the laptop off. And then you decide to pull your fucking mask further down because it's already under your nose.
Right.
Jenny, I guess we're just going to have to go to Jamba Juice and wait for this thing to finish, because the Genius Bar just, let me tell you right now, it's not a bunch of geniuses, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go. And then we'll pull their fucking mask up to the bottom of their nose and then breathe out, making a whistling noise like a kid trying to whistle out of a piece of grass, and then fucking wander through the mall, making that weird, like, light whistling noise, like either some sort of Japanese horror monster or the saddest fucking bicycle gang of 7-year-olds you've ever heard. Where, like, you hear that noise, you're like, is that baseball cards and spokes? And it's like, no, it's just a bunch of shithead teenagers.
Yeah. I wish they would use a different word than pro, because pro implies something that it is not. Like, I don't know, like MacBook Plus or MacBook fuck you or something like what? No. Some no, word no, no, that's no, no, not no. pro because
pros are going to figure out a way around it. And none of you fucking care about all the fanciness and everything else like that. What you want is breakneck processing speed.
Yeah.
And ports. Be able to use the user interface that you're already used to, and fucking support from Adobe. And because Adobe and Apple have basically decided, hey, Apple, I got an idea. What's that, Adobe? I want to go ahead and get rid of all of the ports. That sounds like a great idea. I'll go to subscription-based.
God damn. So that's another thing. Support for Mac OS with Photoshop is awful. And I thought it would be better on PC. So, Windows 10 comes bundled with a software, or I don't know what it's called. It's called Windows Ink, and it's meant for laptops. And it's meant for
INC or INK.
INK. Windows okay. Ink. So if you buy a Windows 10 laptop, it comes with this thing. Most Windows 10 laptops are touchscreen. You get a pen. It goes. No fuss, no muss. It works fine. Jotting notes. That's great.
Right. Just like making artwork in MS Paint, Jamie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you want to draw in MS Paint, you're good to go. Now, desktop version. For some reason, Photoshop does not play well with Windows Ink. So that if you are using a Wacom tablet on a Windows 10 machine and Windows Ink is running, you're going to have problems.
What?
Like, I'm trying to eyedrop an area. I get this pop-up that says, you're touching the Alt key. And I say, why, yes, Windows, I am pressing the Alt key. And then it asks me if I want to, like, set, like, a permanent, like, this thing where, like, you hold down the key if you want me, if Windows wants to set it permanently. I'm like, no, Windows. I just want to swatch this particular color so I can continue on with my way. Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah.
I had to hack the Gibson of my own machine to turn off Windows Ink just for Photoshop, because I will tell you, I didn't have that problem this entire time using Clip Studio Paint. You know why? Because Clip Studio Paint is fucking smart, and they understand that you need to use it. I don't need to be fucking around with, like, Windows telling me to turn on the Alt key forever. It just works. Clip Studio just works. Adobe, I figured, since most of their engineers are probably on PC because they don't give a shit about Mac, that it would be fine. But it is not fine. So what the fuck? Anyway, we're recording through OBS. and it allows me to do this shit because I have a Stream Deck. Here we go. Brandon Chalmers, hit us with the introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that the version I heard of our outstanding intro sounded more like a jog through the park using a 1994 Discman, but much like the song of our youth, a one hootie rose up from the ashes of a burnt blowfish to become the phoenix known as Darius Rucker. The powers, the machine that you see before us that we call the fucking Do It Cast, part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. And much like a one Darius Rucker, from time to time we go out and we don our cowboy hats and we sell the tender crispy chicken sandwiches to pay those bills, and sometimes we write Christmas albums and do covers to pay those bills, and sometimes we just do the backstroke through the ocean that is podcasting, grabbing on to people on our 24-inch podcasting pythons, dragging them to safety, and bringing them back where we belong, among the blowfish, to bring you the dulcet tones that you know and love, because all we want to do is be with you right here at the fucking Do It Cast.
Oh my god. Oh fuck, dude. I miss watching wrestling. Holy shit, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. That's one for the records. Now the
hopefully I didn't blow out the microphone too bad.
now the only thing that's missing is the from our setup is that the internet is not always reliable, so like I think I need a faster connection, because like the video is choppy, the audio sounds great, but the video is choppy, so I think I need a
that's totally fine, but I think I could use a computer restart and probably a much faster internet connection myself. I think it might be time to upgrade my modem, but.
Yeah, oh yes, modem upgrades. I should talk to...
Yeah, I think it might be time.
Figure out about that.
Yep.
Anyway, but that was a beautiful intro. I love it. We should just quit now we're ahead.
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
Thanks, guys. Jamie, go ahead and play the outro.
All right, here we go. I'm kidding. Brandon, it is...
Yeah.
It's been a year since we've been in. It's been great. We've been adjusting to life on the inside.
Well, hang on a second. It hasn't actually been a year. Because we celebrated my birthday.
Oh, that's true.
We still got about, I'd argue, like, probably 14 days when we really, like, locked everything down.
Mm, that's true.
Because if memory serves, I believe it was, like, the 17th of March is when we ended up locking everything down. And, like, I got sent home from work and they were like, hey, hopefully it'll be, like, 2 weeks. Go hang out and like eat some pizza rolls and we'll call you and we'll have you come back. And I never got to go back.
Eat some pizza rolls.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, so it's, we're close-ish. We're getting close.
Yes. Yeah. It is definitely, what is it? The 378th of March. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's March has been a year, almost a year. How does it feel to have your whole birthday month being a birthday year? Isn't that great?
You know, Jamie, I like to celebrate all year long anyway. So really, like, it just kind of feels similarly to how people are like, oh yeah, the Festival of Lights, and just kind of like the second the turkey's done, you're like trimming the tree. I feel the same way about basically all of March, because like you come in with my birthday, right? And you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, I can totally get behind this. Then we get amateur drinking afternoon on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Then we all celebrate Jesus, because that's apparently what we all do. We eat chocolate animals, which is great.
Oh, is March?
And then
Easter,
we just kick off the rest of summer.
Is Easter in March?
Well, Easter's usually April.
Oh, okay.
But I think it might be the end of March. I'm not sure which one it is this year.
I don't know shit about holidays.
Let's see.
Like, things are
Passover's on the 27th. April Fool's Day is on the 1st, Good Friday's on the 2nd, and Easter is on the 4th of April this year. So,
all right.
Just passed. Plus, Jamie, if it wasn't bad enough, we get to spring forward and lose an hour's of sleep.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but that means that the clocks are going to go back to normal again.
I guess. Can we just get rid of that?
I wish.
Can we just get rid of that? Who do we
can
talk
we
to?
Can we just start a change.org petition?
Yeah. Who do we talk to?
Yeah, like let's. Right.
Who is the motherfucker?
Unfortunately, I think we talked to Congress, which really doesn't feel super helpful. Hey, look. You know what? Fuck it. Ted Cruz could use a win. Now's the time. Let's write a letter. Jamie, @send Ted Cruz. Just
by way of
slide
Cancun.
Into his DMs and just be like, yo, bionic werewolf. I know you love being called that. I got a win for you. Time to get rid of that daylight savings.
Yeah.
Start the bill.
Yeah. Someone needs to do that. I feel like.
Fuck it. Throw it into the COVID stimulus.
Yeah.
Just let's end daylight savings and just throw it into the COVID stimulus. Let's just add it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's up the minimum wage. Let's give everybody a check and let's end daylight savings.
Yeah. I'm so dismayed about everything. It's just been like,
oh my God.
It's just been fucking.
Yeah.
Like the way, and I love the Democrats like bending over backwards to appease people who are never going to vote for their shit anyway. Like they passed the COVID thing and no Republicans budged. And I'm like, why bother then? Why bother negotiating with them? Because they're just going to make you pass worse shit that they're not going to vote for anyway. So like ignore if they don't want
to. Because in 4 years or 2 years, potentially we have to play this game. And at some point along the way, you have to make a decision. Are you going to be a petulant fucking child like the petulant fucking children that you're dealing with? Or are you going to be an adult and understand the compromise is actually the right way to handle things and shout at them when you go, be a fucking adult. Do a job. Do a job.
But it won't matter. It won't matter because even if you try to compromise with them, they refuse to help. They refuse to help out. They refuse to play the game. It's like Lucy with the football every single time.
Then
the Dems are just Charlie Brown trying to kick that motherfucker.
Right. But what I'm saying is, can we get a motherfucking Peppermint Patty to come in and punch Lucy in the face just to see what happens?
What it up?
That's what I'm saying.
Has
anyone tried to challenge Marco Rubio to an arm wrestling contest?
That was supposed to be the Lincoln Project, and shit went down.
Right. No, but I'm genuinely talking about, like, has anyone considered just going down on the floor and then bringing up, you know, amendment, yada, 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 declaration that Marco Rubio is a wet fucking blanket and a bitch's bitch.
That'd be great.
And if I have the ability, I would absolutely slap him across the mouth like I was an extra on Black Dynamite.
Oh my God. It's
and when he gets all upset, just literally just, I'd like to challenge the senator from, the representative from Florida to an arm wrestling contest for his vote.
Yeah.
All in favor?
No argument here, man.
And that's it. Right. Like, let's just, cause fuck it. Like I get the idea and I understand, and I think I've talked about this before. I get the idea of toxic masculinity is bad.
Right.
But if we are dealing with a bunch of schoolyard bullies, is it not the best way to handle this by just fucking punching them in the face?
I mean,
like at some point along the way,
sometimes you gotta punch a motherfucker in the face.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you gotta fucking meet that bar.
Yeah.
So you gotta just be as petty and as shitty.
Yeah.
And while I'm not genuinely suggesting, you know, throwing a rally and committing ridiculous fucking acts of treasonous violence against the fucking federal government, I'm suggesting that merely you ask Ted Cruz why he's such a bitch and if he'd like to do something about it. I'd like to settle it in, I don't know, 3 rounds in the octagon.
Yeah.
And we literally we let the UFC, and fuck it, they just opened Texas wide up anyway.
I saw that.
So it's not like we can't have a sporting event there.
Yeah.
So fuck it. I'll risk life and COVID to go fight Ted Cruz in Texas if he is legally forced to vote yes for the next three fucking proposed Democratic bills. I don't give a fuck what they are. I don't care how granola.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck it. And I'll make it interesting, Jamie. Ted Cruz gets to sharpen a spoon before he goes in there with me. I'm giving him a real fighting chance.
Oh, man. I would pay money for
like,
that.
Like, I expect to get a right scooping in the side, and I'm willing to take a right proper Texas-sized scooping just to be able to get him to not be such a fucking cuck.
Yeah. That's paper money, pay-per-view money right there. I would pay pay-per-view money.
That's
to
what
see
I'm saying.
That
shit. I fuck it. You know what? Matter of fact, I'll donate my winnings to a Texas food shelter to help them right side up everything. And I'll even do it to the one in Ted's district.
Nice.
Fuck it.
Nice. So yeah.
How about that?
I love this idea. I love this idea. I'm sure if you were a rich person, you could make this happen. I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And rich people can make everything happen.
And this is why rich people suck, because they're not doing interesting things with their money.
Oh, fucking Mark Cuban could be Batman and he's hanging out in a bunch of fucking cargo shorts in the Shark Tank.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Brandon Chalmers.
Sir.
What have you been geeking on?
Oh, buddy. So weirdly enough, I've been geeking on something that you usually like to talk about. It's camera news, my dude.
Ooh,
it's camera news.
Yay!
Right. Now,
tell me something.
It's not camera news like you're thinking.
Oh.
So I got tasked.
Oh.
With trying to do research and buy a 3D laser scanner.
Ooh.
So I spent all of today going around a job site doing 3D laser scanning, basically shooting 500,000 points a second.
Yeah.
Sorry, 500,000 points a minute, I believe is what it is. So whatever it ends up working out to, each scan is like 176 million individual points of data shooting 1,000 feet in every direction.
Hell yeah.
And then basically you move this thing around a structure, and then the software stitches all those images together. Mm-hmm. Then you take that image, refine it down, compress all the pixels together, send it into AutoCAD, or send it into a different program where you can literally take an Oculus and flip through the image and do three-dimensional scans of everything to be able to take measurements.
That's dope.
Jamie,
that's dope.
It's super dope. So I got a chance to play with a company called Faro.
Okay.
F-A-R-O, not the cool Egyptian one. But more importantly, next week, I get to go hang out and play with the incredibly fancy RTC 360 from our favorite company, Leica.
Oh!
Your boy gets to play around with a $70,000 3D Leica scanner.
Oh my God. I did not know that Leica was in that space.
And there's a better than average chance that if the user interface is good, your boy might be responsible for doing that on the reg and also handling all the 3D CAD modeling and Revit modeling and everything else like that. Recreating structures and what have you. So
hell yeah.
So
are you going to be learning some photogrammetry where like you not only take the laser scans but you also take photos and stitch photos together to create a thing? Because
I totally can but for my purposes I'm more interested in the laser scans, because what I want is the raw data of the measurements of everything.
Wow.
So this way, like, you look at the front of a building and, you know, it's got a bunch of little like jut-ins or what have you. You know, you go to look at a hotel or the DC Convention Center and it's got all these like surface changes and jump outs and all sorts of things. This thing is basically going to pick up on all of those. And then essentially I move to, like, it will pick up, like, say you stand in the middle of DC, right? Just pick, there's that market, or not the market, it's like a square in Chinatown where it's got like that big fucking banner that goes over top of everything.
Yeah.
So imagine I stood right in the center of that intersection, right? And I just literally took my eyes down to the ground and then all the way up to the sky and then scooted over a little bit and then did it over again. Everything that I can see, it can see. Then I basically take myself and move myself around this intersection and catch all points of everything. So eventually I can then swing the image around and I can go, oh, okay, well, this thing is 3 feet high over here and 6 inches wide and so on and so forth. And I can stitch all that together. Now I can do it with color photos and actually do like a fly through of everything.
Yeah.
But for my purposes, I want it all in like this weird stark gray, like shades of gray, like,
oh, but you need
futuristic,
the actual
utopian sort of thing.
Yeah. You need the actual measurements. Like you need
yeah,
precise
measurements. Yeah. I need the data points more than anything. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking rad. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea Leica was in that space. It makes sense.
Yeah,
Leica's
actually
amazing.
Yeah, Leica is actually the number one person for this apparently in the country.
No shit.
So So apparently, Jamie, what's going on is, you know, we're like, how the fuck does Leica stay in business? They never seem like they sell a whole lot of cameras. They're real fucking expensive. Turns out they have an industrial division and they sell a lot more of those and they're a lot more expensive.
As a new client of Leica, do they send you over like an M9 to play with just for shits and giggles?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Like, I'm going to ask about that Leica swag. Like, please understand. The other place sent me some swag. Like, I got some cool stuff. If I can get some Leica swag, my dude, something is definitely coming your way. I'm going to get you something with a Leica logo on it.
An L Merit, like 35, or just like a sticker.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm leaning more toward like a Nalgene bottle. If I can get like a Nalgene bottle with a Leica logo on it,
that is
going your way.
I am getting a leather strap for that bitch, and I'm wearing it around my neck everywhere I go.
Yeah,
I'm taking a new profile photo. I'm taking my driver's license photo with that fucking thing.
Dude, you want to know how serious this is? This guy is fucking flying out from Michigan on Monday to meet me.
Nice. Yeah. See, that's what you expect from Leica, customer service. Customer service.
In all fairness, they only really got the one guy who handles everything. So he kind of flies everywhere from Michigan. So
But he's the guy. Excited. He's flying out.
He's flying out. Yeah. No argument. We happen to get lucky with the other one because one of the only local distributors of the ferry unit is in like Salisbury, Maryland, or whatever it is. So like him coming to come visit is like, yeah, whatever, no problem.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's fucking exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah, so your boy gets to play with probably the most expensive Leica. I think I may have won, Jamie. I think I get to play with the most expensive Leica.
Let me know where they put the dot. That Leica red dot. It's gotta be somewhere on the machine.
I assume there has to be a genuine start button that has the red dot in it. Yeah. Like I'll get you some drool worthy photos just to see what we've got.
Oh my God.
It does feel a little like sacrilege though to like take my regular camera out to go shoot the Leica camera in action.
No, it's fine.
I may have to do it on the cell phone.
He probably gets that.
I may have to do it.
He probably gets that from like half of the people he deals with are just there to get the gear. And then the other half, there's got to be like a bunch of camera nerds who be like, I never knew not could like a did. Right.
Well, it was funny because like I was joking around with him today because he was getting scheduled for like Monday and everything like that. And we're talking about him coming out meeting. And I was like, so, hey, not for nothing. Do you have like a special edition one of these from like Jason Momoa or anything? And he was like, no, I wish we did. He's like, it would look so much cooler. We'd have like his tattoo like marked up the side of the thing. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Not that Lenny Kravitz looks like puke. Get the Jason Momoa one.
No, the Jason Momoa. No, he definitely gets who he works for, which I genuinely appreciate.
God, it must be so much fun to like to work in that orbit. You know, I don't know. I mean, like if you're working for Leica, you got to be into your optics and shit, but that's got to be fun.
I I think so, yeah. Like, from everything I can see, it's one of those, like, everyone seems very nice who I've dealt with, but also no one pretends like they're not selling the most expensive, nicest piece of equipment. It's very much you've walked into a Ferrari dealership and no one is fucking confused. Like, one, bring your checkbook. Two, let's not fuck around when you're like, yeah, it's nice, but is it that nice? Yes, it's a fucking Ferrari. Stop playing around. Now, the question is, which one of these expensive fucking toys do you want to buy? Or are you just here to fucking dirty the paint? And I can appreciate this kind of very straightforward, like, no, I get it. I get it. And, you know, like...
Yeah. That's so cool.
When your camera is $30,000 more expensive than the next guy's, you walk around with big dick energy.
Yeah. I mean,
like, even, there's no way around it.
Even our very brief interaction with the people at the Leica store in DC, it was very nice, but like, they knew what they were selling. Like, yeah. they knew what they were selling. You know.
Yes. Right. And I weirdly appreciate that, like, hey, we all know what we got.
Yeah.
And they like Leica is almost like the best definition of know your value.
Yeah.
Like, know your worth.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, we create an incredibly high quality product and we're not going to screw around about it. Now, if you'd like to admire us, we absolutely appreciate that.
Yeah.
When you're ready to spend that kind of money, we're here. Until then, come hang out, come drool all over the case. But if we ask you to, you know, sir, please kindly move on. Okay. Like, don't be shitty about it. You and I both know you don't have Leica money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, even though I came in with like a vintage lens, they could tell. They were like,
they totally could. Yeah, they could tell. They did treat us really well. And that one dude, the older guy, was flipping out about that vintage lens. That was rad.
It was like, how many blades? Holy shit.
Right, yeah, it was one of those, like, I hadn't seen an old school camera nerd get real fucking nerdy, and I'm watching this guy do it, and I'm going, it's the exact fucking same as every other nerd with every other specific nerdy thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He had the book.
Like, that.
It was so great.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait, hang on, I've got a really old book that should have this. Pulls out the tome, leather-bound fucking Leica manual,
and then
slowly flips each page to not wrinkle or dog-ear a one. Yes, the special edition S74 from 1956. Did you know that this was a German exclusive and was flown over? It was keistered by a young German woman across the ocean. Keistered. The entire time, Jamie.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
She held that lens that your grandfather gave you up her ass the entire time.
This lens.
Leica quality.
This lens. This lens.
This lens spent 16 months up a woman's ass. And look at the blades. They're immaculate.
Oh man, that's exciting. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's been my equally fun and nerdy and also nerve-wracking as fuck last couple days.
I bet.
Of like basic, well, because I had to essentially take a crash course in how all of this works, because the way that my boss decided to handle it was like, hey, I've been thinking about picking this thing up. Learn everything you can and get this, get them to come out here, like, I don't know, next week or something. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, work it out. You're smart. Whatever. Like, and all I heard, like, as he's walking away is like, you do the computers and stuff, you'll be fine. And I'm like, and look, I'm not a slouch. Like, I understand tech. But I also don't understand tech. And there is very much a like, oh boy, I know nothing fucking about this, about a lot of the things that exist in the world. And I feel like I am very quick to be like, know a whole lot about it, that, know something about that, know the bare bones of that, no fucking idea what that is. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've always been good about that, but also my downfall is also my greatest strength, where somebody will come to me, and I remember us doing this at like multiple fucking art fight events.
Yeah.
So we're gonna need you to go do this and this and this and this, and I go, okay, sounds good, I got this.
We'll figure it out.
And the rest of you turn, and I'm like, Oh, I don't fucking know what we're doing. I think I got maybe this. We're gonna be fine.
It's was there. Everyone else turned around. I was fucking there, which is why we're out fucking here. But I was there.
Yeah, like winging it is what started our fight. You know what you're doing, fight? Like,
yeah.
We're gonna yes end our way through this shit. So
yeah.
when he was like, yeah, figured out, I'm like, yeah, all right. And next thing you know, turns out I was actually able to fucking stick the landing, which is
and get that Leica money.
Yeah. Yeah. So either way, I think it's looking like I'll end up learning how to do like AutoCAD and 3D modeling in that sense. And yeah, so
AutoCAD's nice.
That could be very Yeah. AutoCAD is very nice. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let me know when you get
it. And by fun, I mean it's really not fun at all.
It is. It's great. It's all math. That's great. The shit I use, that's no math. It's just like, here's a lump of nothing. Make it up. Okay.
I think you're forgetting that a lot of AutoCAD isn't math. It's points, and then math magically happens when you decide, like, I'm gonna start measuring here, and then I'm gonna stop measuring here, and they're like, that's 9. You're like, ooh, is it?
Ooh, ooh, tell me more.
then hang on, how much is this 12? Ooh, and then I take this 12 and I put it out to here, and then I put one up here, and then I put one down here, and then I go one to the side here, and then one to the side there, and then all of a sudden I've got a box.
It's gonna be so good.
And
it's
I know exactly, like, it, right.
But and I know the exact dimensions.
Like, that is essentially, it was just great, because he was like, yeah, basically you're just gonna go in, and how are you about tracing? And I was like, I'm outstanding at it. I've been great at it since I was 6. And he just kind of stared at me a second. My bosses gave me this look like, now is not the fucking time for your humor. You know this, right? It's like, man asked me an honest question about tracing. I'm not going to answer.
Oh, man. What are you, a comic inker?
Yeah.
You a tracer.
Tracer?
I am a
tracer. Yeah, tracer.
I'm a tracer. I'm tracing right now. Fucking tracing.
That's it. I don't want to have any sort of title other than tracer.
Tracer.
It's just,
what do you do, yeah, Cat? No, I'm a tracer, motherfucker.
Yeah. I go out and I take a bunch of 3D pictures and then I trace them.
Trace
like a fucking nerd.
I'm a tracer, bitch.
Trace it.
No, I'm an inker. I add depth to you. A tracer. Tracer. I should know. I'm tracing.
You know what
right
the
now.
Sad thing is? I am quite literally doing the opposite. I am removing the depth. I am taking a 3D model and I'm making it flat and tracing it. I'm every fucking shithead 6-year-old taking that sweet ass Batman cover and laying that tracing paper over top and doing the like,
Hey, that's how you learn. That's how you learn. You copy some other shit. That's how you learn, man.
Yep. So,
oh.
What you been geeking about, man?
I'm gonna make a game.
What?
I've had this project in, well, okay. So a while ago, comics was not happening. Like, I was trying to do stuff with my comics and it just wasn't working out. So I had this idea to make a game and I pitched it to some of my friends. And if the financing had worked, I would be making games right now. Like, they were okay. Like, this is exciting. We want to do this. If we can figure out how to get this figured out, we're going to go on this journey with you. This sounds awesome. That fell through.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, maybe I should just make a smaller game on my own and learn how to do that. And so I dicked around with it for a little bit. And then all of this other shit started happening. So, like, I got busy. But also things ran real slow on this piece of shit. So I got a new machine and I was like, okay, well, this is pretty fun. I have a more powerful machine. It can compile things a lot faster. Maybe I should go back and dust that game off. Because my end goal is to make this other game that I'd wanted to do with my friends. But, like, I figure I would approach it like comics. the best way to learn about how to make a thing is to just make a thing. So I'm going to make a smaller thing in order to learn enough to make a bigger thing, which is the way I've approached.
Are you going
to
make everything. Like an iPhone game or what's, no, what's the game?
It's going it, to be like it's like a
Settlers of Catan or no, something like a, that
it's
or
a,
what?
It's a platformer. So it's like a Metroidvania Mario thing where you run around and stuff. But yeah, it's
nice.
My goal is to, since everyone makes a platformer, my goal is to sort of like do extend the way I tell stories through the game. So like it's going to be very storytelling plot based instead of just, because the mechanics are the mechanics, and like it's not something that I'm really good at because it's going to be my first game. It's going to be a piece of shit. But if the story is decent,
gotcha,
and if the artwork looks cool, maybe I can fool people into like believing that I know what I'm doing because I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm going to play to my strengths, which is like the plot and development and all that kind of stuff, and then the stories and then the art. I want to make the art, it's going to be pixel based, so like there's only so much you can do with that. But yeah, it's going to be I'm taking one of the characters from my comic like Yellow Peril and putting him in an office, and he has to escape the office. But he's going to be dressed as a Power Ranger, and he's powered by caffeine, so he's running around with two cups of coffee like slamming him as he's running and stuff. And then there's going to be story elements, I don't know. So story, art, and music, and those are the things I'm going to concentrate on because everyone else has everything else. Like, there are games that are going to play better, there are games that are going to have better levels, and that's fine, but I feel like I can put together the rest of this package to make it a thing. So, like, on my quote-unquote lunch break, I've been learning Unity and going through a bunch of tutorials. Like, yesterday, I learned how to make the character move left and right.
Shit.
And today I learned how to make the character jump and not fall. So it's very, yeah, it's very slow going. I'm not gonna invest too much in, like, I'm not gonna like quit everything else and run a Kickstarter for thousands and thousands of dollars to do this first one. I'm gonna make the first one, then the second game, then I might try to take it more seriously. But the first, like, it's like a song. You got to write a song and you got to record a song. And then you got to, you know, you listen to it and you're like, yeah, it's okay. And then you keep going. Like, you make the first one, then you make the second one. Maybe by the time you make the third one, you have to hire people. But but yeah, like, I don't know. Because I don't want to spend too much time while I'm working on the book right now. But like, I need something to break it up because my brain is going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
And I don't know anything about game making, so there's a lot to learn. So it's just taking it step by step by step. And, you know, so that's kind of what I've been geeking on. Like, I don't...
Nice.
I don't know how to relax.
Like, that's all right. Neither do I. Yeah. So I understand this.
What's your hobby? Making more work for myself.
That's what we do, son. Never ending hustle, no days off. That's right.
That's a very toxic way to live, but yes, it's true. It's so true.
Fortunately and unfortunately, Jamie, we're Americans, not Americans. And that's what we do. We were fucking lazy Europeans. We would fucking just, you know, care about our mental health and take plenty of breaks and do real holidays and have the pandemic kind of under control and not worry about, you know, fucking infecting it. You know, all the things weak countries do, Jamie.
Right.
American.
Yeah. Live fast and die harder. Live free or die from the virus.
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out. Good luck, Texas.
Well, yeah. I think everyone deserves leaders who care about them. I feel real bad for
him. We should form and look, not for nothing. I think we should form an exchange program and we just let the South just kind of go.
Yeah.
I think if we like hear me out, if all of us, right, drove to the border of Texas, right, and we all took a screwdriver or like a chisel or something like that and planted it in the ground all next to each other, and we all hit them all with hammers at once, I think we could break the whole of Texas free, and then we could all just kick it into the sea.
I don't
They're
know.
On their own standalone power grid. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Like,
I don't know what's I don't know what's going
reasonably,
on.
Reasonably, we're losing Austin RIP, and we're losing a lot of really great barbecue. But you gotta crack some eggs to make an omelet, my dude. And like,
yeah, I just don't know. I feel like there are people who live there who are going like, what are we doing? and like,
moving. That's what you're doing.
I feel bad for them because like the power grid situation should have been, I don't know. That should have been something should have. I feel like there have been no lessons learned, at least as far as their leadership is concerned. They're like, well, fuck it.
No, because there were no lessons learned 10 years ago when they were recommended that this exact thing was going to happen. And they were like, we have a free system of you know, like we let the free market decide what's going on. And the free market doesn't believe in ice, Jamie. By the way, did you fucking see those cucks with the snowballs and the flames?
No, I missed this terrible thing. What? Explain this dumb shit to me.
Okay, so full disclosure, I saw a couple different Facebook fucking posts about this. Apparently, there's a group of jackasses on the internet who have been basically burning snow or like holding flames up to snowballs to prove that snow's not real.
But wait, what? Do they not understand that snow is the solid form? What?
No, I think what they don't understand is when you live in a state that you're allowed to marry a first cousin, that you shouldn't worry about your education numbers. I cannot in good conscience worry about these fucking morons. Let them wander out into the snow, or more importantly, the thing that doesn't exist. I'm good.
They're holding.
What about Billy Joe Jim Bob? Let him go.
They're holding snow in their hand, but they think it's fake, but they can feel that it's cold.
Yeah, there's a whole.
Do they think it's fake because it doesn't stay forever? That's just the way. Do they know what ice is? I'm sure they drink. Do they know what ice is? I don't understand. How are we so stupid?
Okay, here's the thing that I think bothers me the most. People are trying to burn the snow, and then people feel the need. Science course with Ryan Morse. Texas quote-unquote fake snow theory debunked. Why? In the good name of Neil deGrasse Tyson, are we fucking bothering with the idea of debunking a theory that snow is, you don't have to prove to idiots the fucking truth.
I hate it.
Like, I don't need to prove gravity to a jackass who wants to jump off of something.
Yeah.
Nature takes care of it. I'm good.
God.
Every fucking video where somebody starts with the essential hold my beer is a lesson in science, and I don't need to have fucking Bill Nye sit down and go, well, okay, so you really shouldn't do this because, see, distance and velocity, and I'll go, Bill, I'm sorry. You need to sit this one out. I have someone else here to handle this.
It's not worth it, Bill.
And literally, right, I sub out Bill Nye for Johnny Knoxville. And we let science take its course.
Oh, my God.
Because I genuinely believe that Jackass should be shown on the Science Channel as a definition of physics.
Oh, fuck. Well... I don't know, man.
Yeah, I genuinely cannot.
I don't know.
Viral videos on TikTok and other social media platforms claim that snow is in fact quote-unquote fake or quote-unquote man-made. Conspiracy theories blame anything from quote-unquote the government to even Bill Gates quote-unquote for this supposed fake snowfall. I genuinely hope somebody fucking argues with me in the comment section about this. Hear me in no unapologetic terms. If you come at me with some sort of dumb fuck, just absolutely off the wall conspiracy theory bullshit, I will call you a fucking moron, and I will come on to this podcast the next week and read your full name and every bit of contact information I can find and reinforce to everyone how much of a fucking moron you are, because I am done trying to placate to these fucking morons. Like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Wait, because you know where we are, Jamie. We're a stone's throw away from people questioning gravity.
I mean, I thought people were going that route with the whole flat earther shit. Like, I don't know.
Right, but like,
people who have been on planes and shit.
Right, but the second we feel the need to spend time debunking these people, instead of starting the conversation with, I'm sorry, they do what now? No. And then moving on.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you debunk it, you're engaging, and then that's just perpetuating it. So it's like,
No. I watch a lot of dumb shit. I am an avid wrestling fan. I get the idea of following a fake storyline and stretching the truth and believing in the unbelievable and accepting ridiculous stakes and going, yeah, this is some pretty fucking bland writing, but we'll get there. And I'm good with suspending disbelief. I'm fine with it. I watched a grown man wrestle a stuffed cat. I get it. I'm here for you. But also, I will not do anything other than roll up a newspaper and strike you on the nose if you come at me with this flat earth bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know you're wrong. Go sit in the yard. You're in timeout.
You. Stop it. Well, Brandon.
Oh, man. Yep.
I think we're going to cut it today because the topic.
Yeah, we probably should. Yeah. I need to settle down because I have to be up for work at Like O'Dark.
Yeah, because the top we were going to talk about the Star Wars. and things, we'll save that for next week.
Yes, please.
But yeah, Brandon Chalmers, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, spreading all sorts of conspiracy theories at that guy Chalmers.
Oh my god.
Jamie Noguchi, where can they find you?
You can find me at just put my name and stuff. I'm there. That's fine.
That's right.
That's
kids.
Fine.
Just type Noguchi into a Google, and you'll find the man.
You'll find me. You're here. You're there. You're everywhere. Yeah. It's fine. I can play the outro now.